Thank you for calling the Gator Sports Travel powered by Total Sports Travel. My name is Bridget. How may I assist you today?
Hi, this is Janet Jones, and I called earlier. We need to make our payment. My husband got an email about our trip to Texas, the Florida Texas game.
Mm-hmm.
And the email that we got said that we only have two nights accommodations, and we had added on an extra night. And I called, to give him my credit card number. Anyway, they were supposed to call me back. I've got the information.
What's the reservation?
And let me explain. I have to go all over it again, and I'm so sorry. But when I made the reservation, it was on March 11th, and I got an email, and it only had two nights. We had asked for three nights. We asked for additional night. And anyway, and a minute later, I got the corrected email with the added night and the extra price that we're staying from November 7th through the 10th, which the original one said 8th through the 10th. It didn't have the extra night on it. And so when my husband got the email that we needed to make the final payment, it only had two nights. And so I was trying to get that corrected. I wanted,
Can I have the reservation number so I can look at it?
Okay, well, it's the same reservation number. They didn't change that. It's 49358.
Okay.
And what I think what happened, why we got the email is a couple months ago, our credit card was compromised, so we had to get a new credit card. So the one that we had used originally that you had on file was canceled. So, and I guess it's a good thing it happened because that's when I found out somehow it had defaulted to the first email that we got. But I can take a screenshot of the second email that has the three nights on it, if I need to.
Okay, now the balance due is 898.
$898. Yes, but the balance due on the second email that I got, which had the three nights, is $1,367. But I don't know why that didn't counteract the first one. What?
Oh, I was talking to a coworker. Hold on, ma'am, one moment.
Okay. I have another person, so I just start over. This is why I always make a folder. Checking. I don't see how this could have disappeared, though. That's what I don't understand. This is, should override this. That all they had is this. And I told her I'd be glad to take a screenshot of it and send it to her. Ability.
Okay, reservation. Okay. Okay, ma'am, I'm having to consult with somebody else to try and get this third night on here.
Okay.
So you put down $500. So it should have been $898 without the extra night, correct?
For only two. I've got that email. We got that email. That's how we figured out it was wrong, because my invoice or email with the three nights is $1,367 that we still owe.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was $933.50 per person. For three nights.
Okay.
And like I said, if you need me to send you a screenshot of the email, it was on March.
We wouldn't be able to receive that email. Let me see. Let's see. Thank you. Hello, ma'am. I was just informed that upper management will call you back once they get this straightened out, because it is a glitch in there, and they will call you back. They have your number. Is it 813-951-0210?
No, it's 813-951-2510.
I thought that's what I just said. I'm sorry, but that's what I see.
I'm sorry. I'm just really, really frustrated with this.
I understand. But upper management will call you back, okay?
This afternoon?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.